Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Little Empire podcast. Visit us at littleempirepodcast.com and on Twitter at Little Empire Pod.
Hello and welcome along to another episode of Hosting with myself, Guy Montgomery, a podcast, and of course, Carlo Ritchie.
That's right, Carlo Ritchie, me, and what a surprising night it has been, Guy. It's been, no sooner had I dived onto the gravel in front of your grandparents, naked, covered in honey, and admittedly, as I was being carried away, as you'll see why in a second, I don't think they were into it, Guy. Like, your grandfather was crying.
I did not anticipate that reaction, but
I distinctly heard him yell, "Not again!" Like, just, he was quite out of that point.
I think he was yelling "Not again" in the same way that I was thinking "Not again," which is not this reaction to this thing, so again,
never again,
not this.
But I think the bigger thing for me was that your friend who was a doctor immediately rushed me to a hospital, which was quite strikingly different from the hospitals that you had been taking me to, Guy.
Works at a very nice, a very nice hospital.
It cost not a cent and
cheap.
My foot, like, they were able to put back on,
and that hasn't today been all the better for it.
Well, it's hard to get around, admittedly. Still hard to get around. But yeah, they, like, the fact that that was even able to happen when the hospital that you took me to just got us to put it into a freezer bag and keep it in the freezer. Like, that seems like
it's incredible, isn't it? I mean, medicine is moving so quickly these days that you literally from one day to another.
I'm going to sue that hospital. I'm going to sue that hospital, Guy. I think that's my, I mean,
it's not a metaphor. It's truly incredible to think that one day it's literally the most advanced technology we have access to the absolute best we can do with the resources available to us is to remove and freeze a foot entirely. And then with overnight, to suddenly be able to reattach
a foot back on.
It beggars belief.
Well, it does that, doesn't it, Guy? It does that.
It's really, truly a triumph. And we should really pitch in together and get him something to say thank you, because I'm happy to take care of the gift. I can go out and...
Yeah, well, that's maybe you could get him the gift and I'll pay you back later, because I really am so strapped now. There's not much else I can sell, Guy.
Okay, there's a sort of a customary compounding interest sort of element.
Okay.
To these loans, these travel loans, but
right,
which I do legally have to tell you about up front. But right. No, that's fine. We don't need to.
Well, you've told me about the but what's the rate? Like, what's
the rate
of the compound interest?
So it's the first day. It's 1%.
Okay, that's
which
sense.
Is pretty
that's a good rate,
right? But then the second day it jumps up to 20%.
That is a hike. That is a hike on the second day. And the third after that, does it?
Yeah, it keeps scaling up. So then on the third day, it's 200%. And so I'm happy to take care of it for you.
So a loan of $100. Becomes $101 on the next day.
Yeah.
And then becomes $122.
Yeah.
The day after that. And then becomes 2,000 $220.
This is kind of why I was telling you up front, because the last thing I would like is for something like that to happen.
I don't know if I've done that maths correctly, but it is compound interest and it loses me quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean, he did reattach a foot to your body, so I think something would, you know, would
something's got
to
give.
Something's got to be given is another way of phrasing that. But with your newfound mobility, I mean, it's been a great afternoon here. Took you out to the beach.
Yeah.
Took you out to Piha.
Yeah, certainly where sand meets the ocean.
As every beach is.
In Australia, I think they're like just a little bit nicer, I'd have to say.
The beaches?
A little bit nicer, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's a valid feeling and fair comparison. We don't really think to compare ourselves against other beaches.
It worries that this isn't getting to you, because I kind of hope that it would. Because it's not that the beaches aren't beautiful. It's the people that really make it much a worse experience.
Again, you keep coming back to the idea that New Zealand, and you've been pretty adamant in the car and sort of, you know, and most of our time spent together, that this country would be all the better for none of us.
Well, look, Guy, I've come to a new sense of enlightenment about that. As you've seen in my new coming to understand the medical system here of New Zealand, I'm truly grateful for some of the people that live here in New Zealand.
That's wonderful.
And for that note, I cannot, in good conscience, paint a whole nation with the same brush.
That is a very big of you to acknowledge. Mm. And
there are a select number of people, though, that I will specifically name, who I think this country would be better off without.
You don't need. That's not going to be
Lyle Smith, Kerry Smith, Patrick Smith, Amy Smith.
Now you've chosen one family.
Yep.
It's, you know, impossible for me not to notice it. I'm sure it's impossible for the Smiths not to notice it. There are five of them to notice. So
I only named four. So let's not forget that.
They all listen to the podcast. All five of the family members. So
well then, Patrick, the second Smith.
What is it that you have against the Smiths?
Bastards. General bastardry.
We haven't come across this family at all. I haven't even told you about them. They're sort of an old family friend of mine.
Today, we were down at the beach. We were having a great time, and Guy's telling me a story about his family, the Smiths, how they used to have a raft that they could bring down to the beach and inflate and paddle around. I said, well, why don't we get the raft out? Because I can't get in the water with my foot. It'd be great. And he said the Smiths sold it maybe 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
So they've got their number.
Yeah, you did seem to... That really seemed to upset you.
It's a lack of foresight.
Certainly, as it related to our time at the beach. It was a shame that you couldn't come in the ocean. I mean, this beautiful pod of dolphins. You would have seen from where you were standing on the beach.
Yeah.
They came and they circled around me and some of the other people who were down there. We were all splashing around having a great time with the dolphins.
Would have been great to be out there with the dolphins.
Yeah, it was definitely truly an eye-opening experience. I've never felt such a close connection with any one or thing before as I did with those dolphins. And I think everyone who was out there came away with that same feeling.
Well, that's I guess you can only dream.
It truly was a once in a lifetime experience, and
yeah,
I cannot imagine, you know, how my life would be now as it is in this moment right now had I not experienced that feeling.
Surely it'd be not too different to now. Like, surely you'd just be now, but
don't
with having
know swum if I could find the will to go on and the knowledge that this feeling is possible, but to not know how to reach it or to miss an opportunity to get that if I didn't have that information, if I did have that information, I mean, God knows what I'd do. I would be a very different person, I think.
You reckon? Because it just looked like a bunch of dolphins to me, like just swimming around having a good time.
Yeah, I think that's what was upsetting, and I was actually talking about on the way back in with a lot of the other people who were out there.
Yeah.
Is the idea that to other people they won't even be able to comprehend They just don't aren't on, yeah, a, well, they aren't on a plane of enlightenment.
That's certainly where I feel. So
yes, I forgot. Shouldn't really belabor that point.
But you got to swim with the dolphins. I got to get you very kindly filled a bucket of water. Yeah, and splashed it over me, and then you did that a couple of times as well when I didn't ask as well, which was nice.
It's a good
once,
prank, isn't it?
In the car on the way back from the beach.
Well, I forgot to bring the portable kettle out onto the beach, so I had to get one. Yeah, five cold, one hot. Not the perfect ratio, but
it was a shock to get so much salt water poured over me, especially a lot of times when I was clothed. So that was fun.
It makes denim heavy, huh?
Yeah, very heavy.
Yeah.
Very heavy.
But it's weird to wear denim to the beach in the first place. So,
well, they said that I need to stay as warm as possible because the temperature's still going a bit up and down. The food poisoning is largely to contribute for that. They think that the amount of raw potato that I ate has caused my liver to shut down. So that's... hopefully it'll come back on. That's what they're waiting for.
I've never known potato to affect the liver so acutely and immediately.
Yeah, they seem to think that the potatoes that we had, that you had gotten for me, contained an extraordinary amount of arsenic. So that's how I just guess unlucky, isn't it? To get so much arsenic in just garden variety potatoes.
It's truly it's so unlikely. As far as I know, none of the potatoes I have ever bought or eaten have contained arsenic.
Well, as far as I know, the only potatoes that you have ever bought for me contain arsenic. So I guess we're just on two different pages on that guy. Maybe.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It goes some ways as to explaining why it was so expensive. More ingredients, a higher cost, I guess.
Bad ingredients. Well, weird ingredients to include, especially for a premium price. They wouldn't put that on the label. Like, you wouldn't put that down.
They didn't. I'm just trying to articulate reasons as to how that would come up. And because I had nothing to do. If there was, and I'm not saying there was, but if there was, there was.
Okay. Like, the doctor said that. Like, they said that you've ingested almost 100 grams of arsenic. It should have killed a man. But for the fact that your extreme blood loss had introduced a viral system to your body, which kind of kept you alive.
Well, the first thing I'd like to say to that is you're welcome. If you hadn't lost the blood, who knows, that system might not have taken hold of your circulatory. Or, you could be dead. But here we
are. That's true.
So
that is true. Is something. That's every penny has a silver lining, they say.
Not here, they don't. but yeah, I guess. On the way back from the beach, we pulled over and went to a fruit stall.
Yeah, it was nice getting some food straight from the source. It's so cheap in these little roadside food stalls. I got like a bag of apples for about $2 or $3.
It's unbelievably cheap.
I just stocked up on so much fruit and vegetables because even just the other day, like when I asked you to get some oranges because I thought I might have scurvy. That cost almost $300 for a bag of 6 oranges, not even a dozen.
Were they good though?
Well, they were good oranges. Yeah. And I think they helped. The lack of scurvy that you now see in my face. And as we learned, that was just because I had bitten into an oyster and that's why I was losing my teeth. So,
you're looking much, much better. I mean,
Thank you, guy. Thank you.
So much more palatable, and I'm just so happy for you, and so much more comfortable, I guess, in being seen around town with you again. It was really nice getting to show you the beaches, and even though you didn't think they stack up to Australia, or you created some weird sense of competition between between the two places?
Yep. Yes, I did. And I think one man's weird competition, it's another man's losing game.
Well, I hope you find a partner to play that game with, because your words certainly bore little impact on my outlook for New Zealand beaches, which is that they're fantastic.
Yeah, no, they are certainly wet.
There's no denying that.
No.
I mean, I told you not to, but you're sitting in your jeans on that new couch, and you are getting it a bit.
I dry them as best I can, but if your country doesn't have towels, that's...
We've got them, but you just need to rent them. It's like anything, so...
There's
no excuse to...
I spent all of my money on apples, so...
That was all you had left?
I had, I think, $6. Bought 24 apples, and I'm planning just to eat them between now and getting home.
Well, I've got a big surprise for you. And let's just say you won't be having apples for dinner this evening.
Please, why? What happened to my apples?
I've taken the liberty of hiring a horse to come over into the backyard this afternoon. Its name is, funnily enough, Apples. It's the only thing it'll eat. And
I thought
celebrate your foot being reattached and you're feeling a bit better. I spoke to your parents and they said that you grew up on a ranch.
Mm.
And you liked horses.
Do like horses.
And so I thought it would just be quite a nice thing to do for you, by way of congratulations for feeling better, and you know, as a testament to your what's the word I'm looking for, your tenacity as a guest in our country, to maybe to give you a little bit of what you've had in your country and have a bit of a go on that horse.
Well, that is actually the loveliest thing you've done for me on this trip, Guy. It's really...
It's truly... to see you... the way you're smiling now is both horrifying because you are missing a lot of teeth and it is a very unseemly look, but also so deeply gratifying and satisfying for me as a host.
No,
so.
Thank you, Guy. And please do not mark my tears as a sign of weakness in any way.
I do,
and
usually,
really, I regret them as much as you, because I so desperately crave liquids of any form at the moment, as I'm still extraordinarily dehydrated.
Well, as a special treat, I've also hired a trough, and that's for apples and for you, if you so choose. You can go and hydrate
just drinking the trough
as much as you need.
Well, this is better than my birthday. Wow,
that's...
Thank you, Guy. This is just...
Hey, it's truly... Honestly, man. And there's a little bit of T's and C's and stuff to sort out, obviously.
A little bit of what, sorry?
Just around the hirage of the horse. But that is for another day, because as it stands, you know, right...
Is this a present, Guy, or this is a...
It's hired. It's a hired horse.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've hired this horse, and I just want to get that clear. You have hired this horse and this trough.
Oh, well, they're certainly here, and we have...
I want to get down. Like, I don't want to have to. I don't want to go. I don't want to drink out of a trough. I don't drink out of an animal's water trough, but alongside a horse. I don't want to do that, Guy. If it's going to cost me money, I would frankly just eat my apples, and that be the end of it.
You can see that last apple has been snaffled by apples.
You gave
now.
It already.
Well,
those are my apples. Like, that's all the food I had. That's all the food I had. It's too late to pinch it back from it, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, Carlo, I'm going to tell you right now that if you want to go drink from that trough, you go drink from that trough. And I just don't want you to be worried about whether or not that might or might not cost you. Look, I'm just really happy to see you happy. That's my job as a host.
Thanks, Guy. It's
call it in terms of us talking about money stuff, I'm tired of it. We'll call it a day at that. Okay?
Yep.
We'll bookmark that for tomorrow. It's a whole different conversation that we need to have.
Yeah. That is... I just... I feel like ownership is a very different concept here in New Zealand.
What are you?
It's just, I feel, look, I won't get into it. I feel a little bit. And again, I hate to say, I've been sort of thinking on it for a few days now, but I feel a little taken advantage of as a guest.
So, certainly an interesting way of pronouncing the words thank you. Look, I have done my utmost best to give you the New Zealand experience that you specifically asked for, which was you wanted sleeves up, no nonsense, all the bells and whistles. This is, I'm reading verbatim from your email. That's sleeves right. up, you know, bells and whistles. No, it's all nonsense. Here. Yeah, yeah, no nonsense. I mean, and I'd argue that's the New Zealand I've shown you so far. And to come on to this podcast and sort of slander my intentions and the services I've provided as a host is frankly a little troubling.
Well, I am sorry that I've made you feel that way, Guy. It's just hard for me to come along with you on that sort of, admission of being affronted. It's difficult for me to go along with you on that affront when I feel like I've not only lost all my money, but I've lost my family's farm, third generation farm, to pay my way over here.
And look at beautiful apples.
At the end of that, I'm not even sure if
a reminder of your childhood and of that farm that you have unfortunately lost while here. And just look at that horse. And
it's a beautiful horse,
isn't it?
We had a lot of them back on the farm.
You truly are most welcome.
Well, I guess I can only wait with great anticipation for day 6. Being here in New Zealand, what surprises will it have in store?
Who's to say? But as it stands for now, Carlo, I would love to get out there with you and watch you ride apples around the yard.
Let's give it a go. Hey, Guy, let's give it a bloody go.
Quando ritorni mi sembra inverno, il sole basso, il mio sguardo perso, un saluto, un bacio.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you're thirsty for another, why not try The Male Gaze?
I love that. There's a famous drag queen on RuPaul's Drag Race, Alaska.
I love Alaska.
Love her. And she always says, I love your pussy. And I just think that's a great way to greet someone.
Yeah.
Or say goodbye to them. Yeah. Bye, Mum. Love your pussy. It made me.
Did you... Please never say that to your mum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.